uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Special 11-11-11 broadcast for you here tonight. It is exactly 11-11-11 p.m. at 11-11-2011 right here for you. Now, I can't believe I timed that so accurately with my thing. It just now turned 11-12, so we started the show at 11-11 tonight on 11-11. That was just amazing. I was like, I'm going to try to time this as best I can, see if I can hit it right on the mark, and I sure as hell did. That's pretty rad. So thanks for being with us here tonight. We have been popping in throughout the day, throughout the afternoon, evening. Popped in 4 or 5 times on the stream today. I don't know if you heard some of that. I recorded some of that. I want to try to get some of it up with the regular archive later on. Or it may come up after this archive does. But I'll try to get some of that up as well so you can hear some of the other stuff I talked about. It wasn't a whole lot, but just some different stuff. One particular thing in there I wanted everybody to hear. But glad you'd be with us tonight. Not going to be a big, involved, long-ass show tonight. It's going to be a short show. I'm right in the middle of working on this film, and I got to get back to it, man. I'm just at a critical point right now. And that's why, on the suggestion of some listeners, I had decided to have the 11-11 telethon type thing going on today. That tipping banner there will be up for 24 hours. I guess it'll just be up on the website until it ends, which will be sometime tomorrow. But if you want to help us out with that, anybody that donates $100 or more is going to get a autographed copy of the DVD when it comes out. And those will be the only autographed copies that will be available. They won't even be available for any price to buy, or you won't be able to have that as an option or anything. Not at least until way later on down the road, then we'll offer those eventually like we have with the other films. But yeah, so there you go. So help us meet that goal if you want. And it helps a whole lot closer, because I mean, once I get done with this newest set of the film, I'm moving on towards the last it's going to be 3 sections in the film, and I'm nearing completion of section number 2, and then I'll be moving to section number 3, and that'll be it. So we're getting a lot closer. I'm saying a week, 2 weeks, this puppy's going to be done and out. So definitely is going to be out before the end of this month, that's for sure, because that's how close I am. So help us out if you can, as usual there, 11-11-11. We thought we'd try and, you know, everybody talks about the occult nature of these dates and how they're used. And it was kind of an idea of some of our listeners to try and, you know, do something. Hey, you know, you should have something on 11-11-11 and see if you throw a chipping banner up for 24 hours and see what you can get to go towards getting the Blu-rays and discs and all that stuff made. Because hey, you know, Jonesy had a money bomb last week for $400,000. Might as well try to harness some of the 11-11 energy here and harness it for the good and not for the thing. Because, I mean, this movie's coffin nails. This is it. I mean, these clowns in the alternative media movement are not going to be able to talk their way out of this shit anymore. It's pretty clear the entire, you know, the I think I proved beyond any shadow of a doubt in this movie, hell, even in the first hour, pretty much, that's online right now that you can watch, that beyond any shadow of a doubt, the Truth Movement, Patriot Movement, what have you, well, this stuff was never co-opted. That's what a lot of people believe. It was never co-opted. It was created by the very New World Order itself from the very beginning. That's That's a shocking revelation, but the evidence is there. And what are you supposed to do when the evidence is there? Ignore it? Stick your head in the sand like an ostrich? Well, that's what they want you to do. Go along to get along. Follow your leaders in the truth movement. And, you know, for God's sakes, never think for yourself or come to your own conclusions about anything. If you want to send an email tonight, I'll do my best to get into them. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. It's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Thanks again to everybody in their comments. Whether the film's first hour is just as far in terms of my standards, it's gone supernova. I mean, it's been up since November 8th, 3-4 days now. We're already close to 1,000 views, and in that small amount of time, that's unbelievable. That means that the the 4 hours. That also tells me that that's 908 people who need to fucking buy DVDs when they come out. That's what else that tells me. That's how many we've got right now. We're up to 908 views on it right now. So that's my question. Are all 908 of you going to buy a DVD or a Blu-ray when it comes out? Cricket, chirp, chirp, cricket. I didn't think so. Probably 10 of you are going to buy DVDs out of that number when it comes out. But, you know, that's the thing is if everybody that watched it on YouTube bought a DVD, we would never have to have a chipping banner or a fundraiser or anything else ever again. That's the whole conundrum for me with this. I'm getting the quality of these films are getting better and better, and my want to put them out for free is getting lower and lower. Because it's just not fair. It's just not fair to me. It's not fair to the people that donate to me so these films can get made. It's not fair to all the way around. So, I gave in to people's bitching and pissing and moaning last time. I'm not going to give in to people's bitching and pissing and moaning this time. You got the first hour for free. And I've already seen people, that movie was terrible. You said it was going to reveal all this stuff. He didn't reveal anything. It's the first hour, you douchebag. Of a fucking, what could be an 8-hour film. I'm trying to scale it down and keep it down to at least 3. Maybe less than that if I can. I don't know. We'll see. But, I'm not going to be putting out the entire film for free online until well after the first round of DVDs gets sent out. So, because it's not fair for all the people who pre-ordered DVDs a long time ago. It's not fair for those people to have to wait it's not fair for other people who hadn't paid jack diddly squat to get to see the film at the same time as people who paid months ago, you know, to get DVDs to see it. So that's how I'm doing it. So everybody that pre-ordered, believe me, you're going to see the film. You are going to be, it's basically what you got for your pre-order is you basically got an exclusive screening, but you're going to have it, you know, on a copy you own that you can have in your house anytime. You know, when you get your DVD, you'll be watching it at your house. And along with everybody else who pre-ordered them, they'll be watching it too. But nobody else will be, at least not until a couple of weeks after that. And that's the way it is. I got to do that this time. I need to try and recoup something this time instead of recouping absolutely nothing, as I've done with my past two films. If I can recoup something, just a little bit, just at least some of back what we've put in it, to fund the next film, that's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for, you know, to just so that these films can just perpetuate themselves. You know, every time you make one, when you release one, you can fund the next one off the money. That's how films are supposed to work. But now in this internet age, when everybody wants everything for free, 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 yet they don't, you know, understand that you have to have money, 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 money to be able to even make any of this stuff. And as you can see, just with a little bit of cash that we've gotten in from our donators, from our fundraisers and stuff, and you can already see the quality of stuff that I'm producing has already gone up. Magnitudes. Look at the first hour of Secret Rite Volume 2 that's up there on YouTube now. Incredible. I mean, just that's a quantum leap for me. As far as the look of the film, believe me, when you see it in Blu-ray, when you see it in full high def, it's gorgeous. Everything's just crisp. And then the special message I made for 11-11-11 that I uploaded on YouTube today, set up the tripod last night and shot that with a camera and it just looks superb. I mean, it looks, I mean, it looks like TV, you know, it's really, really good quality. And that's going to give me the ability to be able to do a lot more stuff as well and make it, you know, a lot more multimedia. And it just looks, I'm just really happy with that. So my point is that you can see that with that, I you know, I've been complimented by some of our donators who have said, you know, I really enjoy what you do with the small amount of resources that you get. You know, several people have said that to me when they've made donations, you know, and these are people who make, you know, pretty good sized donations sometimes. And they say, you know, I'm blown away. You know, you get $500 or $600 in and it's like, boom, another level goes up. And that's the only thing that's ever been holding me back ever. And, I feel a lot less held back, for sure with the, addition of the new equipment we've gotten this year, the new camera, the new Mac, a lot less held back. Cause at least, you know, I mean, it's one thing, it would be one thing if I didn't have any creativity or have any, you know, artistic expression to be putting out. I do. I have it in fucking masses. But when you don't have the right tools to do that, you're still going to, you're just going to look like you're coloring with crayons. You know, no matter how good of an artist you are, if you have shitty tools, your fucking shit's going to look like you've been writing with crayons again. And that's how I felt that all my films have been up to this point, because I've been, you know, my info's been pretty solid and I've been, you know, uncovering, bring some stuff out to the forefront that's been repressed, but I've been held back by, you know, no cash, no money, no, you know, we've never had most businesses or when I'm not a business, but most, ventures start with, you know, a certain amount of capital that to get going on, you know, and then it'll last them. I've never had a large amount of capital to just go with. It's been, you know, everything that comes in goes right back into doing whatever the next thing is. That's how this has been constantly. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get, we had a couple of people that have been interested, maybe being sponsors for the network and stuff. That'll be great. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, that's, I'm really, really excited to be putting out a film now on this level. And that's one of the reasons why it took me so long to get to really get done with this is because, this information is too important to be presented with crayons, you know? That's really my whole standpoint. On this, theglobalreality.com is our website where this broadcast originates from. Again, the Chip and Banner's up there. I'll be up there for the next, I don't know, 12 hours or so. Get in there, get her done, help us meet that goal. And you'll get the signed DVD limited edition. There's only going to be 12 of those, and 10 of them are spoken for already. So, or, I'm sorry, two out of the 12 are spoken for already. So 10 are left. You donate at the $100 level, you can assure yourself that you'll get one of those. So please do that. 11-11-11-33. No big events today. Blacks have to come back together. But yeah, no false flags, none of that stuff. Nothing real important here in the news to even cover and discuss. I'm just chomping at the bit. I'm about to chew my face off over here because I want to get back over here and finish working on this film. I'm just obsessed. I don't know. I just always get that way when I'm in heavily on a project and I'm very, cause I'm all in on this thing, you know, and through all the months and since I've been working on this film, all that stuff that's come before what's been going on over the past months have just been prep work. You know, this is actually full, you know, balls deep in it now, balls deep in it, it becoming, you know, a reality right before my very eyes. And it's just as amazing of a thing for me as it is for you guys to see, believe me. Because this thing has existed in my head for so long that now actually seeing it come to life and materialize and be there living and breathing, it's amazing to me. I mean, this is creation. It's what we're here to do. We're here to create and to inspire with our creations and to make people, to challenge what people think and what they believe with our creations. That's what true art is. But that's been lost because we don't want to challenge the way people think anymore. We want them to think the way the intelligentsia the way the establishment thinks. So that's what we reinforce in people. And, oh, yeah, you can bet your ass there's going to be a shitstorm when this film comes out. Bet your ass. People are going to be clamoring, chomping at the bit, running damage control left and fucking right when this shit comes out. Because there's just no denying now, and there are no excuses. Any of these people that try to hem-haw and talk their way out of their connections with the John Birch Society and the CMP and the rest of this stuff, uh-uh, not having it. No excuses anymore. Every last single one of these, none of this porch free malt, you know, porch Freemason, porch Malta. Oh, there's some Maltas that aren't bad, like that one cocksmoker said. No, bullshit. Horse pucky, man. Every last one of these motherfuckers from the high to the low that are associated with the CMP, the John Birch Society, any of this stuff, these motherfuckers are all involved at the deepest, deepest levels. Anybody associating with these clowns, anybody having any sort of a relation with any of these motherfuckers anymore, folks, should be on your enemy list from here on out. There's just no question about it. This stuff has been going on longer than I even thought about, longer than I even knew about. There's a group called the Sweet 8F Group. I think I briefly might mention them in the film, but I wanted to have a section on them, but it was just taking up too much time. It was taking the middle part of the beginning part of the film. And it was just making it too long. But I sort of really kind of covered that the bases as far as the group anyway. But the Sweet 8F Group is a group that consisted of the high level oilmen like Hunt and Clint Murchison, all those guys that were in the John Birch Society and powerful in the right wing, oil ones, the ones that, you know, conspired to kill Kennedy. It's interesting, though, this Sweet 8F group, Google that, Sweet 8F group. This is in a very interesting group because it's really the precursor of the Council for National Policy. This was the big wigs of the time, the big right wingers of the time, the oil barons and the industrialists, and they would meet secretly and privately in Suite 8F of a particular high-end swank hotel, just like the CMB does to this day. They meet in high-end Ritz-Carlton, all the best hotels. And they would talk about basically things that they needed to make happen on the political landscape. And those very same people that were involved in the Suite 8F group, I think almost all of which were John Birch Society members. We know for a fact H.L. Hunt was. He was also the biggest benefactor and the biggest donator and supplier of money to the John Birch Society. And I believe the Hunts probably still are to this day. But I've seen Jonesy kind of half-assed defend the Hunts before. Oh, there are people saying the Hunt brothers were bad. They were good. That's a common, common bullshit lie propagated and spread through the Patriot movement that the Hunt brothers were patriots. And they screwed over the Rothschilds. Oh, horse shit, man. Those guys are as connected to the elites as anybody else. Look at the pictures of the Hunts with the Queen of England, you know, and they're breeding horses and shit together. Come on. I'm sorry, buddy, but last time I checked, somebody who called themselves a patriot in the United States of America was not hobnobbing breeding horses with the goddamn Queen of England. I mean, that's pretty much the antithesis of what this country was allegedly founded on, even though I know all that's horseshit too, but still. To hear Jones and all these people, the Hunt brothers are patriots. Well, yeah. Really? That's what patriots do, huh? They hobnob with the Queen of England. All right. Just so we're clear, thanks for clearing that up for us. Unbelievable. Yeah, theglobalreality.com. Please donate to us if you can there. We got to get this film out. It's going to be a bomb. It's going to blow the doors off. And it's interesting, too, that Michael Aquino, the founder of the Temple of Set, you ever seen that picture of Anton LaVey with Sammy Davis Jr.? Most people have seen that picture. Well, there's a third person in that picture on the far left. And most people never know who that is. That's Michael Aquino. He's the guy that was fingered as the abductor of Johnny Gosch. This was in federal grand jury testimony. And the guy who, this is all in the film, Paul Bonucci, the guy who testified under oath, also testified under a lie detector test as well. And he actually won his case against Michael Aquino because the judge said there, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the guy was not lying, the guy was not making it up. And he said that he was used to lure Johnny Gosch, and Johnny Gosch was basically taken into sex slave rings and made into a child prostitute that Dr. Edward Teller, you're going to see all this in the film. I'm not going to give it all away, but it's unbelievable. And you see the connections between, you know, all this pedophilia and stuff that happens. Well, it's there in the right wing as well. I mean, this happened in the Bush presidency. They covered it up. But then lo and behold, we see Bush Jr. in the White House and little Jeff Gannon's all grown up. And what do we see when we have George Bush in the White House? There he is. There's Jeff Gannon all grown up, or Johnny Gosch all grown up as Jeff Gannon now. And there's Bush rubbing his head. We got all this stuff. I mean, I don't know how many voices overs I've got for this part. It's incredible, the info. But the interesting thing here is that all these players connect to Johnny Gosch and Jeff Gannon are all connected to members of the Council for National Policy, Michael Aquino, Larry King, or Lawrence King, not Larry King alive, black guy, Larry King, Republican congressman, and Dr. Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb. Ran Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative under Reagan, got the patent from Arco Oil to run HARP for the Defense Department for military purposes. He was also did high level the pedophilia rings that he ran with Larry King and Aquino that they did at Bohemian Grove, and fucking Hunter S. Thompson filmed one of them. Paul Bonucci stated that on the record. That's all going to be in the film, too. Yeah, absolutely. That's why they dude, you never thought Hunter S. Thompson really killed himself, did you? He didn't kill himself. I knew that from day fucking one, man. I knew Hunter did not kill himself. No, Hunter S. Thompson did not kill himself. They fucking offed him because he was getting ready to come out with the story about how he filmed a snuff film. Paul Bonucci testified in front of the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, on this, and the judge signed it in his favor. He was on a polygraph, and they said he was not lying. And he said that Hunter S. Thompson was brought in and filmed a, they gangbanged this little boy, and they made Paul Bonucci have sex with him as well. And if they got done, they blew his brains out. And he was getting ready to come out with that. He was also, right after 9/11, Hunter S. Thompson was on several radio shows saying that, you know, 9/11 looked like it was a fraud. Very shortly after that, and what happened? You know, a year or two later, he's dead. But the interesting thing, Michael Aquino, founder of the Satanic Temple of Set, he is the guy who, all of that stuff, who really, even though he denies it, he'll completely deny it up and down the wall. He'll deny all this stuff because he's a good CIA asset. He's the guy that all that stuff for Men Who Stare at Goats was based on. He's the father of MKUltra, man. He headed up all the MKUltra stuff. Johnny Gosch, all these kids, they were under massive mind control. That was the same group that did that stuff to, what's her name, Kathy O'Brien. Yeah, she was one of the victims of that as well. And Michael Aquino is the guy who invented the term and the idea. You can read his work on it. I'm trying to see the name of it. It'll be in the film. You can write all this stuff down the film. But he's the guy that invented the ideology of information warfare, InfoWar. Invented it, ladies and gentlemen. He's the guy. Michael Aquino is the guy who came up with the idea. And when you read his book on information warfare, it fits Alex Jones like a glove. It fits his modus operandi like a glove. Johnny Gosch grows up, becomes Jeff Gannon. He's in the White House press scandal. And who gets him his passes? Karl Rove. Where'd Karl Rove graduate from? Old Rover, another one of the Peter Puffers in the Bush administration. Where'd he graduate from? Morton Blackwell's Leadership Institute. Morton Blackwell became the head of the CMP in 1991. He was a CMP member from the very beginning. Guess who else graduated from the Leadership Institute? Big CMP college there, where they train Republican operatives. Jeff Gannon. Yes, sir. I mean, this stuff is unbelievable. And then all the stuff with Donna Khashoggi we have as well and Genesis Communications, it's unbelievable stuff, folks. There's just, if you're not scared, if you hadn't been scared and concerned about this information yet, you need to get scared and concerned about it now because it's real. The very people who have claimed to be the truth tellers in the truth movement, folks, are the enemy. They're not controlled by the enemy. They're not a proxy of the enemy. They haven't been infiltrated by them. They are the enemy. Point blank. I'm glad I can get up here and talk about this now. I didn't want to give too much of the film away. Now that you guys have seen the first hour, my God, what about that clip from Georgetown University? They straight up say the fucking blank Pope's address in a New World Order. How about that? So now we see where the ideology of the New World Order really is coming from, the Jesuits. I'm so glad I can talk about this stuff now. I didn't want to ruin it and let too much out of the cat out of the bag for the movie, but my God, folks. I'm hope that now you can have a better picture of why I've been putting so much importance behind making sure this film is right. There was just no way for me to ever know, because people had told me for a long time, that I didn't really know what I stumbled onto here with this CMP stuff. Well, they were right. Because I definitely stumbled onto something that's definitely a lot more darker and sinister than I could ever plan. That's for damn sure. All right. Well, I don't really have much else to talk about tonight. I think I'm going to read. Where did we leave off last time? Oh, I remember the key to above and below. That's where our next tablet for the Emerald Tablets of Toth. Tell you what, we'll take a break and come back, and I'll get into the Emerald Tablets of Toth for you tonight. Tablet number 11, the key to above and below. TheGlobalReality.com is my website. And there we have the chip-in banner that's only going to be up for another 12 hours. Please donate so we can get some cash to get the DVDs and everything made. It's there. Donate to our work with the donate button. We have a P.O. box there. Anything you can to help out. This is The Global Reality, folks. Stay with us.
Bureaucracy, it's just a lie. The devil's henchmen.
uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
All right, back here with you on the Global Reality, right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us here for a special 11-11-11 edition of the broadcast. And pop it in, doing some few live things here and there all day and playing some music on the stream. And we're having a just a one-day fundraiser to get some money going for the DVD production and stuff like that for Secret Ride Volume 2. And that's why I decided to do the show today. But didn't really feel like getting into a lot of news and all this other bullshit. Oh, it's just the same old crap. I'm more interested in continuing to dig into the deeper aspects of this stuff. And what I've found more and more is that the process of filmmaking is just such a catalyst for me for that. I mean, it feels like that's the best place and the best way for me to be able to maintain new information and new stuff for the radio show. Because it just every time I've made a film, man, that's exactly how it's happened. That's been the biggest learning processes for me, and I feel like my biggest growth has been in the times when I've made films, because inevitably you end up learning more about stuff than you did before you tried to make a movie about it. I don't know why or how it works like that. I mean, stuff's been happening so synchronistically with me in the making of this film, and this stuff just been falling in my lap. I mean, literally, like, I'll go, this has happened like three times. Let me give you an example. I'll go type in somebody's name into Google Images looking for a picture that I can use in the film. And inevitably, this happened three times now, it'll be a page where that picture's linked from. And lo and behold, on that page will be, you know, a whole fucking 100 rabbit trails of information of shit that connects to what I'm talking about that I didn't know. And it just happens all the time. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's how you know you're onto something when you're not even looking for information. More information you didn't know just falls in your lap about it. It's beautiful. And I got to tell you, it's the most rewarding thing for me. And I think that's also what keeps me on the trail of constantly looking for information. There's just so much. And look, I'm not pulling from, I think that's the biggest thing that I think upsets the powers that be the most is the fact that none of this information that I'm presenting is coming from secret documents or classified documents. It's all stuff that's public record, folks, but stuff that's been intentionally suppressed and intentionally not talked about by the gatekeepers in the controlled Patriot and Truth circles. That's just a fact. That's what they've been set there to do, so that certain things get talked about and emphasized, and other things get pushed to the fringe and not talked about. Even though in a lot of cases, they're just as important, if not more important, than the big issues that all the alleged truth tellers are talking about. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. I don't want to give away too much of the film, but goddamn. It's just unbelievable to me that all the people that we are told have been the new heroes and the new protectors of freedom and liberty are as connected to the highest powers of the New World Order as anybody is. It's still mind-blowing to me that is an absolute fact, because it is. Anyway, theglobalreality.com. Again, check out hour number one, Secret Ride Volume 2. It's up there with music. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be up on there on YouTube permanently. So get it out there. Get it to people. Spread it around. I want you guys to get interested and get excited about this film, because I promise you, even with the first hour, you ain't seen nothing yet. it really is my masterwork. I'm very proud of what work I've accomplished so far. And the fact that I've done it, besides the help that we've gotten from our listening audience with donations and stuff like that, other than that, I've done it all by myself. And I think I just really like it. I'm just really happy with the way it's turning out. And very rarely when you do anything are you real happy with the way it's turned out. It's always could be better, and always, there's something else you could do. But like I said, the only problems I've had is just some of this bullshit software stuff. But, we'll get over that. So anyway, let's get into the Emerald Tablets of Thoth for you tonight. The key to above and below. Tablet number 11. Hear ye and listen ye, O children of Chem, to the words that I give that shall bring ye to the light. You know, O men, that I knew your fathers, aye, your fathers in a long time ago. Deathless have I been throughout all the ages, living among you since your knowledge began. Leading you upward to the light of the great soul have I ever striven, drawing you from out of the darkness of night. Know you, O people amongst whom I walk, that I, Toth, have all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom known to man since the ancient days. I'd be a little skeptical of anybody that says that, but hey, it's Toth. Maybe he does. Maybe he's an Anunnaki. Maybe he does. All the wisdom known to man. Yeah, I'd buy that. Not all the wisdom in the known universe. He's not making that kind of a big claim. Okay, fair enough. Well, maybe he does. Keeper have I been of the secrets of the great race. Holder of the key that leads into life. Bringer up have I been to you, O my children, even from the darkness of the ancient days. Listen you now to the words of my wisdom. Listen you now to the message I bring. Hear you now the words I give you, and you shall be raised from the darkness to the light. Far in the past, when I first came to you, found I you in the caves of rocks. I lifted you by my power and wisdom until you did shine as men among men. I found you without any knowing. Only a little were you raised beyond beasts. Fanned I ever the spark of your consciousness until at last you flamed as men. Now shall I speak to your knowledge, ancient beyond the thought of the race. Know you that we of the great race had and have knowledge that is more than man's. Wisdom we gained from the starborn races, wisdom and knowledge far beyond man. Down to us had descended the masters of wisdom, as far beyond us as I am from thee. Listen you now while I give you the wisdom. Use it, and you shall be free. Know that in the pyramid that I built are the keys that show all the way of life. Ah, draw a line from the great image that I built. That would be the Sphinx. To the apex of the pyramid built as a gateway. You guys taking notes on this? Get a pen. Somebody hadn't done this already. I'm sure they have, but we'll get somebody to do it too. You got that pen yet? All right, get something to write on. Okay, draw a line from the great image I builded, which is the Sphinx. Draw a line from the Sphinx to the apex of the pyramid built as a gateway. Draw another opposite line of the same angle and direction. Dig there and find that which I have hidden. You shall find the underground entrance to the secrets hidden before you were men. Now ye, I know the mystery of the cycles that move in movements that are strange to the finite. For infinite are they beyond knowledge of man. Know ye that there are 9 of the cycles, aye, 9 above and 14 below, moving in harmony to the place of joining that shall exist in the future time. Know you that the lords of the cycles are units of consciousness sent from the others to unify this with the all. Highest are they of the consciousnesses of all the cycles working in harmony with the law. Know that they in time will all be perfected, having none above and none below, but all one in a perfected infinity, a harmony of all in the oneness of all. Deep beneath the earth's surface in the halls of Amenti sit the 7, the lords of the cycles. I and another, the lord from below. Yet know thee that in infinity there is neither above nor below. Whatever there is and ever shall be, oneness of all when it is all complete. Often have I stood before the lords of the all, often at the front of their wisdom, and have drunken and filled both my body and soul with their light. Spoke they to me and told me of the cycles and the law that gives them the means to exist. I spake to the great Lord of Nine, saying, O Toth, great are ye among earth children, but mysteries exist of which you know not. You know that you came from a space-time below, this, and you know that you shall travel to a space-time beyond. But little you know of the mysteries within them. Little you know of the wisdom beyond. Know you that you as a whole in this consciousness are only a cell in the process of growth. The consciousness below thee is ever expanding in different ways from those known to you. Though in space-time below you, is ever growing in ways that are different from those that were a part of the ways of your own. Know that it grows as a result of your growth, but not in the same way that thou didst grow. The growth that thou had and have in the present have brought into being a cause and effect. No consciousness follows the path of those before it, else all would be repetition and in vain. Each consciousness in the cycle it exists in follows its own path to the ultimate goal. Each plays its part in the plan of the cosmos. Each plays its part in the ultimate end. The farther the cycle, the greater its knowledge and ability to blend the law of the whole. Know you then in the cycles below us are working the minor parts of the law, while we of the cycle that extends to infinity take care of the striving and build the greater law. Each of his own part to play in the cycles, each has his own work to complete in his way. The cycle below you is not yet below thee, but only formed for a need that exists. For know that you that in the fountain of wisdom that sends forth the cycles is eternally seeking new powers to gain. Ye know that knowledge is gained only by practice, and wisdom comes forth only from knowledge. And thus are the cycles created by law. Means are they for gaining of knowledge, for the plane of law that is the source of all. The cycle below is not truly below, but only different in space and in time. The consciousness there is working, that is working there, are testing lesser things than those that you are. And know, just as you are working on a greater, so above you there are those who are working as ye on yet other laws. He's talking about different dimensions. The difference that exists between the cycles is only in ability to work within the law. We who have been in cycles beyond thee are those who first came forth from the source and have in the passer through time and space gained the ability to use the laws of the greater that are far beyond the conception of man. Nothing there is that is really below thee, but only a different operation of law. Look thee above or below you, the same shall you find, for all is a part of the oneness that is at the source of the law. The consciousness below thee is part your own and a part of thine as we are a part of yours. Ye as a child had not the knowledge that came to ye when you became a man. Compare you the cycles to man in his journey from birth unto death, and see in the cycle below thee the child with the knowledge he has. And see yourself as the child grown older, advancing in knowledge as time passes on. See ye, we also, the child, grown to manhood, with the knowledge and wisdom that came with the years. So also, O Toth, are the cycles of consciousness, children in different stages of growth, yet all from the one source, the wisdom, and all to the wisdom returning again. Ceased then he from speaking, and sat in the silence that comes to the lords. Then again spoke he unto me, saying, O Toth, long have we sat in Amenti, guarding the flame of life in the halls. Yet, no, we are still a part of our cycles, with our vision reaching unto them and beyond them. I know we that of all, nothing else matters except the growth we can gain with our soul. Know we that the flesh is fleeting, that things men count great are nothing to us. The things we seek are not of the body, but are only the perfected state of the soul. When ye as men can learn that nothing but progress of the soul can count in the end, then truly ye are free from all bondage, free to the work in the harmony of the law. That's absolutely true. You have to know, you know, as soon as you know that this is that this is all an illusion, and you have to do the best that you can in this illusion so that your soul can grow and become something greater in another dimension after it's done here, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. Know, O man, that you should aim at perfection, for only thus can you attain the goal. That you should know that nothing is perfect, yet it should be the aim and the goal. So even though nothing is perfect, you should always shoot for perfection, perfection of the soul, and that comes, the perfection of the soul comes through enlightenment and all this other stuff. Ceased again the voice of the nine, and into my consciousness the words had sunk. Now seek I evermore wisdom, that I may be perfected in the law with the all. Soon I go down to the halls of Amenti to live beneath the cold flower of life. Ye whom I have taught shall nevermore see me, yet live I forever in the wisdom I taught. All that man is because of wisdom. All that he shall be is the result of his cause. Listen ye now to my voice, and become greater than common man. Lift your eyes upward. Let light fill your being. Be thou ever children of light. Only by effort shall you grow upward to the plane where the light is the all of the all. Be you the master of all that surrounds you. Never be mastered by the effects of your life. Create more than ever perfect causes, and in time thou shalt be a son of the light. Let your soul soar free ever upward, free from the bondage and the fetters of night. Lift your eyes to the sun in the sky space. For you, let it be a symbol of life. Know that you are the greater light, perfect in your own sphere, when you are free. Look not ever into the blackness. Lift up your eyes to the space above. Free, let your light flame upward, and you shall be called a child of the night. The law of cause and effect will be our next part that we'll be getting into. Tablet 12. The law of cause and effect. We'll get into that next time on the broadcast. But good stuff there. Multiple dimensions and really talking about the need to grow in your different incarnations so that you can attain different experiences in higher and higher realms. That's really, I think, what we're all here for. The different dimensions exist of different planes of reality that we go, you know, we go through levels up. LegalGlobalReality.com is my website. We got the chipping banner there for our 1 day 11/11 fundraising. The other chipping banner is there for so we can pay the bills for the month and everything like that, and stay alive. So support us there too as well. P.O. Box, if you can't use PayPal. Had about 2 people, but looks like we're probably not going to meet our goal for the Blu-ray DVD thing. Which, you know, it's fine. I'll probably just push it coming back. I'll just have to wait until I do have the money. Who knows when that'll be. But either way, it's there, and it'll be up until tomorrow. So hit it up you can, guys. Want to thank everybody for being with me here tonight. Hope you had a nice 11-11-11. Pretty quiet, pretty non-eventful. And we'll see you next time. I'm going to get back to working on this film. My name's Josh Reeves. I love each and every one of you, and we will see you next time, guys. You have a great weekend. Take care. Mm-hmm.